So we're starting on page Tzadi Beis, restarting Tzadi Beis. Perek Dalid, Ois Beis. So just to recap a little bit what we saw in the Rambam himself, this Perek discusses the actual cure of the Chole HaNefesh, of the illness of the soul, and he goes into the extremes of the different midas of a person, and he tells us, you know, he gives us the terms for the extremes, and then gives us what the middle ground is, the derech hamutza, which is the desired path that a person should take, and he tells us what that is. And he says that veering off to either direction, a lot of times people think there's like, it's better to be in one extreme more than the other extreme, and it's not really true. They both have their dangers and they're both problematic, and neither of them is good. So that's basically what we saw in the Rambam. Now we're going to continue here and see what Rebbe Meisher says. Hine bir haRambam es hamigra'at shebikitzoniyut. The Rambam explained what the lacking is in extremism. Vagdarat haShemot shel haMitzua, and he explained the classification of the names of what the middle ground of every Mida is. Uma sheNoteh laKatzeh, and what it is when you're leaning to any one of the extremes. He gave the names for that as well. V'kamo shebi'arnu, and it's like we explained, shekol niktia kitzonit eina migedar haTorah. Any extreme tendency, any extreme leaning, is already not from the Gedra HaTorah. So extremism, not the Gedra HaTorah. That's the first say, huh? Now, ki b'mishpatei haTorah ein vitu mimishpat echad al chaviro. Because in the laws of the Torah, there's no vitur. Right, anybody have a good English translation for that? There's no I can't think of an English word for that. There's no giving in or giving up from one mishpat to the next. V'kulam tzadku yachtov, and they all are correct and work justly together. In other words, we'll see in the continuation of the paragraph, is that with all other chachmas, so each chachma has its set of ideas, and at some point there's going to be a contradiction between one and the other. Okay, if you take, for example, just as an example, if you take the idea of the rights of the country, you know, like the national rights, so those national rights are going to come and contradict, and they're going to come into a competition with the individual rights. So you have like two modes of ethics, right? They're both correct in and of themselves. They both have their logic to them, and they both have their seichel behind each one, but they're not going to work together. Right? And that's the way it is with all human sciences and all human understandings and philosophies, is that they're going to come to contradictions between each other. Whereas the mishpate, and even within something within the national, if you're going to hold individual rights, so there's going to be contradictions there as well. Just for example, right? If you're going to have a criminal versus a victim, so each one has their own rights. So when do you, which one overpowers the other? You're going to run into a problem. Whereas by the Mishpatei HaTorah, the laws of the Torah, they work perfectly like a puzzle together. And it gives us the exact, specifically Chazal, Torah Shebal Peh, gives us the exact know-how, what comes before what, when you do what. V'kulam tzadku yachtam. They all work correctly together. U'masha asei doicha le'asaseh. And that which we find that a positive commandment pushes away and overrides a negative commandment in the Torah, v'kiyotze, or similar ideas to that, zeh rak b'mikre. That's just, he calls it mikre, it's a maral terminology, it's just by chance. It doesn't mean just stam by chance. What he means is that it's a detail that doesn't show and doesn't really like flow from the essence of the Mishpatei HaTorah. Avul be'etzem ein bostira, but in the essence of it there is no contradiction. Benigud, this is as opposed to kol shar chochmas, all other chochmas, all other wisdoms, or sciences, or whatever you want to call it, shebehen, by them muchroch sheyimatzei stira, it's absolutely 100% a must. It has to be that there will be some kind of contradiction in those chochmas. V'zeh moire, and that shows shebesheker yisodam, that fundamentally they are a lie. Fundamentally they are a sheker. V'im anu mitpal'im al umkan rachvan v'godlan shel hachochmot, and if though we admire and we are amazed at the depth, width and greatness of the wisdoms, Zel mipnei shelo banu ad hakatzeh shel hachochmot, that's only because we haven't gotten to the end of the chochmos. We haven't gotten down to the bottom of the wisdoms. Av kshenagia lasof shel hachochmos, but when we reach the bottom of the chochmos, when we get all the way to the end of them, nakir et astirot hachazakot sheben yesodot shel hachochmot, then we will recognize the strong contradictions that are between the foundations of the various wisdoms. Ubegeder ze, and in this class, hein hein hakitzoniut, they themselves are the extremes. In other words, each chachma will pull in a different direction, so that they're not working together, which means each one is on a different extreme, so to say.
Is that inherently a problem? Or is he saying just like, if the chachma, we know that there is a chachma, but
right, he's not saying that there's no chachma by the goyim. Right? Chazal say that chachma by goyim, that there is. There's surely wisdom by the nations as well. What he's saying is that since those wisdoms are all within the world, within, they're all based on Olam Hazeh. They're all based on Olam Hazeh. So Olam Hazeh is fundamentally limited and bound. When something is limited and bound, it's inherently full of contradictions. The world, the physical world, is inherently full of contradictions. Because in order for physicality to exist, there has to be some kind of fragmentation. And I'm giving a beer, he doesn't go into this. Okay, he just kind of leaves it. I'm going to give you an explanation. The idea of oneness, okay, which is really what we're talking about when we're saying that the mitzvahs all work together, it means that they're all flowing out of a oneness. The idea of oneness and unity is 100% solely based on the unity of Hashem. Outside of the unity of Hashem, there is no unity. So any unity that we're going to find down here is all flowing forth from the unity of Hashem. And therefore, the Torah is the only thing that has the full unity, the full integration of things. The physical world, in order for it to exist, had to have kiviyachol splintered off of the Or Ein Sof. Had to have kiviyachol, as if, splintered off from the unity of Hashem. And Hashem did that purposely in order to create the creation so that we could do the mitzvahs and bring it back into the unity of Hashem. For whatever reason, He wanted us to do this process. We don't understand it, of course. And Hashem didn't have to do it, but that's what He decided to do, whatever reason, He wanted to do it. And so to create, he splintered off kibayachal parts of his unity, splintered it off, and now it's disconnected, so to say. Memela, the essence of physicality is one of separation, which is the same yisoy, the same foundation that we saw, same fundamental point that we saw, I think, mentioned from the Ramban, is that any physical being automatically at some point has to break apart, because all physicality is grafted together from different yesodes, from different base materials, as opposed to the neshama, which is just coming from the oneness of Hashem, it doesn't fragment apart, and therefore it can exist forever. Therefore it does exist forever. The neshama does never can be destroyed. It can disconnect from the body, that's what death is, but but it lasts forever. So therefore, if you understand that that's the aside of physicality, that the aside of physicality is separation is the opposite, the antithesis of unity, so mameli, therefore it has to be that the chachmas that describe the world, which basically just view the world and try to understand the world from within, they have to be ultimately they have to be incorrect. In other words, when you take each one of them, you go to the bottom, which science has never been able to do yet. It's a process, and books have been written about this, that they're always overturning theories and always getting to like a deeper and deeper understanding. And there are many books written nowadays that say that it's impossible to ever get to the bottom. Okay, there are those that tiny that today. There's many scientists tiny that today. The theory of everything, right? That one theory which is supposed to tie everything together, they realize today that it doesn't look like there's ever going to be a thing like that. So that all the most they're going to, in other words, they realize that each chachma on its own, this stuff that's coming out today in the last 20 years, they're very, very big in this. They realized after much attempts at getting to that theory of everything that it never works. They can never somehow integrate all the different sciences. See, each science on its own, they has its use and has its havanas, has its understandings, what you get to. But one equation that puts the whole story together, they never got to. And now they're finally writing most of the sciences, many sciences are writing that. The reason is that we're never going to get to it. Which is really an admission to what Rabbi Yaakov Meir is saying, is that ultimately the sciences can't be put together. The only thing that could put things together is the Torah.
But it doesn't be contradictory.
It is. Why can't they put it together? Because
two puzzle pieces don't fit, and not because they're contradictory, because they don't put together. It's not like meaning.
Yeah, but it's more than that. Usually they're getting to that problem of contradiction. For example, in physics, they can't get theory of relativity, which they know 100% has to be true, to put it together with quantum physics, which they feel has to be 100% true, because both these theories have passed all tests to the satisfaction of all the scientists, but yet they can't, but they contradict each other. They contradict each other. One works on the macro level and one works on the micro level, and they just can't, but how could they both be true? There's no way. And so they tried string theory, and they tried different things to try to put them together and make them work. So a lot of the reason that they get stuck is taka because of contradictions. But one way or the other, even if it's, you want to say that they're not contradicting, so to say, one field and another field that not necessarily contradict each other, but they certainly don't work together. Whereas the Torah, that's the mishpatei emes tzodku yachdov. They work together, they complement each other, and they form a whole. They form a single organism, so to say. Now, and therefore, we'll see what he says now. That's like the Hagma here. V'achar kol zeh, after all this, v'ar Rambam, ki kinyan midos eif shel knoisam, zulas bekefel ha'masim v'erech hazman. The Rambam then explains, which we saw, that acquiring character traits is impossible to acquire except by repeating the actions and over the course of long time. Dine musage azman v'amokim hein heima musagim shal yada mesigim. Because the concept of time and place are concepts that through them we conceptualize things, we reach things, we attain things. Umi baladam. And without the concepts of time and place, it's impossible to picture any picture. And even though it is impossible for us to attain positively any understanding of what is above our realm, in other words, of the spiritual world, we can't fathom it properly, we can only understand, so to say, that it's not limited, Hashem's not limited, like the Rambam says. but we can't understand bechiyuv what it is. Because nevertheless, anu yecholim lishtachrer me'atoarim amegushamim b'shlila al kol parim, like what I just said with Rishayim Rambam. We can at least become freed from the physical descriptions in a way of negation. At least that we could do. What it's not. Hashem's not a body. Hashem's not limited. That we could do. Masha Enkein, as opposed to Musagi Azman Va'amokim, the concepts of time and place, She'enon Yechayim Klal Lishtachem Him. The concepts of time and place, we have no way of breaking out of. Aflet Sayeres Hashlila Shalhen. We have no way of picturing something that doesn't have a place, that doesn't have time. That our mind can't conceive. V'im amnam toyim heima amizbochem b'lvavam loyimar kikol metziyas yachdim yonit b'lvad. And although those who venture to say that the whole metziyas, they think they're going to solve their problems by saying that the whole metziyas is merely imaginary, right? It's not real. Like pantheism. It's the whole metziyas doesn't. There's nothing here really. Let's say it's only God. Or whatever they say. Everything we're just. It's just one big imagination. V'shal yidei musogim shel zman u'mokom mitzdayrim atziurim b'kol efes v'to, and that just through the concepts of time and place, so the pictures that causes pictures to arise for us. But really, it's all just nothingness and chaos. Ki kol shita zu, that he says that all that whole shita is making a mistake. Ki kol shita zu novas me'agdora shemagdir meseicholus el yoino. That whole shita is flowing from a geder. They are being magdir, which means they are bounding, so to say, the supreme or the upper abilities of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And they don't believe, they don't believe b'cholus b'riyish me'ayin. They don't believe that a god or God has that ability to create something from nothing. Because they don't believe, in other words, they have this concept of Hashem. They have this concept of God. To them, that means that this bria, this creation, can't be real. Because if there's a God, so he's all-inclusive, he's infinite, which means that there's no room for the table, so to say. So what is the table? It's just our imagination. That's the way they get out of the problem. What that's stemming from is that they don't believe that God has that ability of yesh me'ayin, of bria yesh me'ayin. If you believe bria yesh me'ayin, right, that God can create something from nothing, we don't understand it. We have no idea what that, like, it's just kind of words to us, but it's an emunah, it's a belief that, yeah, this could be a true metzias. That's what it says over here. We'll see in a second. Alkein nichlem tfei lemeimar ki kol dimyun ve'efes. Since they don't believe in bria yesh me'ayin, so it's easier for them to say that it's all just one big imagination. And there's nothing really here. Avo be'emes lekein adova, but really it's not like that. Kein shum agdora be'yecheles el yoyna. There is no fencing in the capabilities of Hashem. V'ratzu yisborch shmei b'metzias mamash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be a real existence. Ela she'im mamushusa eina pa'elis shum shinichas v'shalom. Except that even with all the real substance of true existence, it doesn't make any change chas v'shalom. Eina pa'elis shum shinichas v'shalom mashay lefnei shem yitzio yisborch shmei. It doesn't make any change chas v'shalom at all to what was before Hashem founded the existence. Meaning Hashem himself is still the same way before after the Bria, after the creation, as he was before the creation. And even though that makes no sense to us whatsoever, because here there's a Bria, there's a physical, real physical creation that you can touch, and that wasn't there before, so then it has to be taking up some kind of space from what it was before in Hashem. No, it's not like that. You are the same God, you God, right? The same before the world was created, the same after the world was created. Nevertheless, this is true. Nevertheless, he comes back to what his real initial point is that Zman and Mokum, time and place, are concepts that are the base of all other concepts that we have. They allow us to attain and understand things. They are the tools. Time, makom, zman, and makom, time and place, are the tools via which we understand anything. Anything. And being that that's the case, yesh leida im kol ha-musagim hayu al yadam. Then you have to know if all the musagim, all the concepts that we have are based on them or through them, through the time and place. Betachu baro, so then surely it is clear. Shehusim b'toich hazman koyach usgula kazu shenoisinu asa asoga. That means that there was placed into time, in time, within time was placed a certain power, a certain sgula, right? A certain ability that gives the hasaga, that gives understanding. Kamar re'iyah derech einayim, just like sight, vision is done through the eyes. Sheish ba'anayim, re'iyah, the eyes have the ability of sight, that capability of vision is in the eyes. U'kamoichen gam hazman, so the same too with time. The time has that capability of allowing understanding. That's the koyach, that's the capability, that's what time's koyach is. What is time's koyach? Time's koyach is to allow a person to conceptualize, to understand things. V'ach ha-chet, it's just the chet, it's just the sin. Goram, the sin of Adam Arishan, caused, she'hichshiches hazman ve'achir oto. It darkened the time, clouded it. And memela, that what came out of that was that not only does it not give us understanding, it actually even holds back understanding. It acts as a certain barrier for us to understand, to be not understanding, just to be masik things, to attain. Let's see, hazman hu koach pa'il, time is an active force. Kol yitzira shumunachas tachas hazman. Every creation or every formation that exists within time, hari hazman po'el v'yotzer ota. The time effectuates and forms it. Right? Actually, I think if I remember correctly, the Sfarno says bereishis bara. Bereishis, the first thing that Hashem did was the reishis, was the zman that begins creation. Zman and mokum, I think he says. I have the reishis Sfarno next to me. I think that's what he says. That's the beginning. The beginning creation is Zman v'makom. Is it racious? So he says, Arei Azman po'el v'yotzer ota. So the time activates and forms it. Any creation. Noitel chelik be'etzem es havus mamash. It takes a part in the very bringing into existence. Kamo avir lanu, the same way air is to us, v'amayim ledogim shebayam, or the what water is to fish in the sea. Time is to every part of creation. V'hein omnam biyama. By the way, the science today also says this, that they understand that time is the fabric of existence. Therefore, they come to the whole idea of stretching time, both time, space-time. That's what Einstein came to, that time and space are two things that are completely tied to each other. You can't have one with the other. Therefore, space and time are stretchable. If you're going, the faster you're going, moving closer you're moving to the speed of light, the space contracts. Like a ruler, if you're holding a ruler, right, as you're going closer to the speed of light, that ruler contracts to this like little tiny thing. If it's a foot, it's going to look like an inch or whatever. It's going to look very... It's actually... alright, whatever. If you're not familiar with it, it's kedai to read up about it. But that's mamish what you see over here. So, v'hein amnam v'yom ha-machroinim. Now he relates to the current events. He says... And although in the later days, like recent times, nizgala koach shalit aliku v'yazman, there has been discovered a controlling force over the holdbacks of time, so to say. V'nizgalu ofnayim mehirim ha-mamarim et hazman, and like there's now quick wheels that hurry the time. I think what he means, like cars and you know, like we have a way now to like bypass the barriers of time. Once upon a time, to get from one place to another would take hours on end, or days on end, or months on end, depending where you're going in the world, or years on end. Now, you know, we've kind of overcome, we've overpowered the limitations of time. Ulam lo yochu lasik shaletet gam al sidri ativius. However, they're still not able to take control, retain control over the order of nature. Kamo lemaherete ibur, lemaherete zriah, like to speed up pregnancy or to speed up the sowing process, the growth process. V'chol zeh, and all this machme pigamei achataim. It's all because of, due to the blemishes of the sins, shepoigim beikar bazman, that the primary thing that they, the first thing that they, that the sins blemish is time itself. Ulatid, and the future, kashi yidbaher azman mima asarto, az yidgale mihirut bakol. Very interesting what he says. In the future, when time will become clear again from its limitations, from its bindings, then speed will be revealed in everything, kemo shehayu lefnei achet, like it was before the sin. Alushnayim v'yordu arbo. It says that they went, Adam and Chava, right? Two people went onto the bed. They went down with four, meaning she gave birth right away, right after the Maisa. And so too it says in Chazal that the woman is going to give birth every day. She won't need to have the whole, you know, time in between. And it says that in the future, Eretz Yisrael is going to, you know, grow out of the ground, mamish clothing. Just pull it, you know, just have clothing right out of the ground. So the whole in between process time is going to be wiped out. It's not going to be an inyan of process time anymore. And therefore too, when we mitar the time, so the musogim are going to become clearer and quicker. I'm just mentioning that, you know, we see this actually today. In a certain sense, the world is becoming much, much quicker. I'll tackle all the different inventions, technology, whatever. It's all like ways of doing things. You know, you cook very, very quick. Microwave, you cook, like everything. You know, we get messages across the world. We get things
the
going.
Point is, the nature hasn't changed.
Huh? Right. So the nature doesn't change. But l'chayra, even this movement is l'chayra part of that coming closer to where then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to already allow nature itself to change.
Why it sounds more like what he's saying
with Ofnayim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At this point, we're still bound by the Chet.
They have ways to change nature also. So tomatoes growing like, you know, super fast.
Yeah, right. So that's right.
Chickens growing much
more. Right. Which he thought.
Nature, but they're not changing nature.
Yeah, but he
didn't know. At his time, that was also impossible. That's what he brought as an example, that they can't quicken in a pregnancy and they can't quicken the growth process. The growing process.
I think maybe he said in an individual case or now in a general nature concept. Meaning, here, yes, you could take here as a certain situation, you could do that over here, but you can't change reality in the world right now. In the whole, you can't change existence. You could change it over here. Maybe you could do something fast.
But it could be. Let's say, economic world, Vaday, we're still bound by time. We're surely still bound by the need of process time, etc. That's clear. It just Anius Daiti, even what he's talking about, the wheels and all that, is still a move towards that. It's just that we can't break out of that boundary that we're in now. Only Rabbi Yishan will be able to, you know, take us to that next, bring us back to the state of Adam Rishon before the Chet. But I think it's still something to be appreciated. I think that it's not stam that's happening. Now here he gets, this was all very philosophical till now in this parak. Sometimes he gets very abstract. Since everything comes via that pipeline of time, whatever is more placed under time is more delayed and held back through time. He gives him an example. Hamachshava mitzayaret b'mehirut. The mind, the thought, pictures things very quickly. Masham tarchlaset zman zmanam zmanehem. What, in order to do those things, is going to take a tremendous amount of time, right? In your mind, you can picture yourself doing something, which to actually do it is going to take forever. You know, it'll take a long time. V'zeh hevdel bein haseichel ha'midos. That's the difference between the intellect and the character traits of a person. Ha'midos yoter netunot tachat hazman. The midos of a person, which, by the way, I'll be the Svarim HaKadosh, I'll be the Kabbalah, the midos are like, if you want to say, are in the body. And the seichel is in the head. And the body is much more bound by time than the head. Like he said, machshava, you think, it's very, you know, it goes quick. The midos, action, bechlal, action is the slowest. But the midos is also bound more by time than it is, than the intellect is. Al-Kain, therefore, im kol gzeres ha-seichel, with all the decree of the intellect, ein ha-midos mitpa'alot, the midos, the character traits themselves, don't become excited, ven kide et molo chishel shom, and they remain like yesterday and like 2 days ago. In other words, in your seichel, you can know to change something. You can know, this is how I should act. But it takes a long time for the midos to actually change, because the midos are still bound by time much more than the seichel is. The ain't trufa, and there's no cure to this, ki ima is galus v'keif la'adover v'arich hazman, except by the revelation and repeating of the thing over the course of time. Sheraka l'ideizeh koinim kinyan amidus, that only in that way could you be koine a kinyan amidus, can you acquire new character traits. So that's how Rabbi Yaakov Meir explains what the Rambam says, that in order to change your midah, you have to keep doing something over and over and over again. And over the course of the time, that's going to become a part of you. That's going to become your new way of acting. That's going to become your new nature, so to say. And that's it has to be dafka over the course of time. Because the midas are bound by zman. That's the zman after the chet of Adam Rishon is something that's holds us back. And it's not like the seichel, which can do something or think of something in an instant. And therefore, to change a midah, it's not enough. It's not like the seichel. To change a seichel, to change your thought, to change your understanding of something, you can do very quick. But to change a midah, we know, that's what the Rambam says, takes a lot of repetition. Keep repeating it, repeating and repeating it, until it becomes, like they say, second nature. So, okay, we'll stop here. Good luck.